USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The deadly tsunami in Indonesia, the second one in a year to hit the populous island nation. More than 220 people have so far been reported killed by the tsunami that hit last night between the islands of Java and Sumatra, and hundreds of other people are injured. In 2010, a tsunami killed hundreds of villagers on islands in that very same vicinity. The U.S. Senate adjourning yesterday with no end in sight to a partial government shutdown, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer placing the blame squarely on the White House.
We arrived at this moment because President Trump has been on a destructive two-week temper tantrum, demanding the American taxpayer pony up for an expensive and ineffective border wall that the president promised Mexico would pay for.
Senators have left Washington for a Christmas break. They'll now reconvene on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
China says trade officials held a call on Friday with their U.S. counterparts, and the two sides reportedly discussed trade imbalances and efforts to protect intellectual property. The Chinese Commerce Ministry saying new progress was made, but they didn't explain further. It was the second such call in a week, and it comes as the two nations are still negotiating in the face of more potential tariffs slapped on Beijing by the Trump administration. The British security minister is warning that Al-Qaeda remains a threat, especially to airports and flights. Ben Wallace telling the Sunday Times the terror group behind the 9/11 attacks is growing resurgent as ISIS has suffered setbacks and defeats. He's warning the group is still trying to target aviation, and the UK is now spending more than $30 million to research ways to counter the evolving threat. He says would-be terrorists are still looking for backdoor ways to get explosives onto airplanes. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports flu activity is beginning to increase across the nation. John Clemens has more.
That activity is now reported in 6 states plus Guam, with another 18 states reporting regional flu activity. Young children are bearing the brunt of the flu this season, with reports of 7 children who have died from the flu. About 7.7 per 100,000 children under the age of 5 have been hospitalized, while across all age groups, the rate is 2.9 per 100,000. The CDC recommends everyone over 6 months be vaccinated. I'm John Clemens.
A journalist is fired for literally producing fake news. And USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The top German news magazine Der Spiegel has fired one of its most successful journalists after it was discovered he'd made up facts and sources in at least 14 articles published over a 7-year period. It comes after a colleague raised concerns about a recent piece on supporters of President Trump in rural America. Der Spiegel says the reporter and editor Klaus Relotius, quote, falsified his articles on a grand scale, inventing characters, deceiving both readers and his own colleagues. The 33-year-old had, before being hired by Der Spiegel, worked for other German and Swiss publications. He won the CNN Journalist of the Year award in 2014, but now that award's been stripped from him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.